It's time for Let's Talk on WPPA, AM 1360, A106 FM, and on the web at WPPARadio.com. Stories making news, special guest interviews, your phone calls, and more. The views expressed on Let's Talk are not necessarily those of the management or staff of WPPA. Now, here's your host, Jay-Z.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Let's Talk. It is a Monday morning, hour number one, and as promised, we've got some special guests joining us in studio this morning. It is our pleasure to welcome in from Shenandoah Borough Council, Mike Whitecavage joins us. Mike's also on the Recreation Committee. Mike, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Jay-Z, thanks for having me. It's been a while.
It has been a while. You know, always the microphone is friendly for you, my friend. You ever need it and want it.
I appreciate that much. You know, I haven't been on since I was mayor many years ago, and we had some long conversations then. And
boy, we had some fun. They were fun broadcasts, I'll tell you.
I'll tell you, it was something else, you know.
Might have to rekindle that next Kielbasa Fest. We'll work on that. Now, you brought some folks in as well because we're talking recreation today.
Okay, well, let's just start by saying my name is Mike Whitecavage. I am the chairman of the Parks and Recreation Committee in Shenandoah. I'm also councilman, of course. I brought two guests with me. These are two members of the Pumpy Association. I got Dave Briggs to my left here. He's the treasurer. Calvin Briggs to my right. He is one of the trustees.
Okay.
I'm also involved with the organization over there as a trustee. But there's a lot of things going on, but I would rather just, before we get to the Pumpy Association,
sure,
if we can start from the beginning,
what's
going on in Shenandoah right now. As I stated, if anyone heard the last meeting that you had streamed, there's four parks in Shenandoah, okay?
Right.
You served on borough council years ago, Jay-Z. You knew what it was like. There was no money available. The parks were pretty much abandoned, neglected. Occasionally, we got a grant for some equipment. Okay. You're always thankful for something like that, but they fell in disrepair.
Yep.
Okay, so let's start from the beginning. Okay, I'm the chairman of the Parks and Recreation Committee along with Diane Carenda and Mike Zekiholic.
Okay,
the three of us put our heads together when Mr. Joe Boris, who's the council president, asked me to move on to this committee because a gentleman had resigned from council and there was an opening, and I said, sure, why not? But when I talked to the council president, I said, listen, if we're going to do this, we need to do it right. We need a budget. Okay. Right. Mike Cadu, the borough manager, Joe Boris, got their heads together with council. Now we have a budget to work with. We never had a budget for recreation in Shenandoah. So let's just say it took us some strong-arming together, some, you know, talking behind the scenes in the meetings, and we finally came up with a nice amount of money that we could spend on recreation. So let's start there. We have four parks that belong to Shenandoah, okay? Number one, we got Girard Park. You know where that's at going out of Shenandoah on the right-hand side. You pass by it probably every day, Jason.
Yep.
You seen it. It was in disrepair. There were trees all over, brush. It was grown in. You couldn't even see in the park from 924 as you drove by. Mm-hmm. So the first step the Recreation Committee did was, hey, let's clean it up a little bit. Let's see what we got. Girard Park is a nice big park.
Yeah.
There's a basketball court in there, and we have a pavilion in there. But once we cleaned it up, we said, let's improve it a little bit. We put some new kiddie equipment in there, some new swings, the mulch is in there, and we have some more things that we're looking to do in Girard Park. It's looking great right now. And if you drive by, there's always somebody in there.
Yep.
I get up from people all the time stopping me, hey, thanks, you guys are doing a great job. And I'm focusing on the positive. Yes, there's a lot of negative stuff going on in town, but I'm not here for that today.
Right.
I'm here to talk about recreation. So that's Girard Park, and we have more coming there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go on down Devine Street.
Okay.
That was down in your neck of the woods, probably, that used to
block
play
away,
when you were a kid.
Yep.
A long abandoned park, Jay-Z. What was there? Do you remember?
Basketball courts, and they didn't last too long. The rims were down. The backboard was broken.
I walked along with Zeki Hollick and Diane and also with the borough manager. We looked. The only thing that was in Vine Street was a 1975 basketball hoop that was left. There was an old Euclid tire filled with sand.
Yes.
And you know what? Back in the day, it was back in the day.
Right.
Okay. But what it was using for at the time was nothing good. The park was pretty much abandoned.
Yes.
Okay. So the Recreation Committee got together. We have almost $60,000 worth of new equipment for that Vine Street Park. It's all down at our borough garage. What's going to happen down there is we're putting a brand new pickleball court in.
Mm-hmm.
We're putting in a brand new basketball court. Okay, We're going to have some kiddie rides there. We're going to put fencing, LED lighting.
Okay.
Now, we're going to put all this money in there. How do we protect it?
Exactly.
Okay, well, you heard at the meetings, we passed in Shenandoah, we're going to have the Starlink internet service just for the borough.
Okay.
Through the police station and those who will be operating that for whatever reasons. There's going to be a lot more cameras in town, but the parks are going to have many, many cameras.
Okay.
Okay? So we got to protect it. So Vine Street's going to look gorgeous once we get there. Now, we've had some detractors saying, why is it taking so long? I think you heard me say at council meetings, Jay-Z, the reason why it's taking a little longer is this. Now, think about what I'm saying. If we were to hire a construction firm, okay, it would cost us all that labor to do it. That's usually materials times two for labor.
Right.
So we're saving money by having our own borough workforce going to complete this. They just completed the equipment we put up in Girard Park. They're going to start down Vine Street shortly. Now, the reason why we haven't started immediately is because, as you know, we've been paving streets like crazy in Shenandoah.
Yep.
Okay? Now, good or bad, we have detractors, but my God, people, take a look at what we had. The streets were a mess.
Yes.
So I applaud council for paving the streets. But let me get back to recreation. Okay? So we're going to have our own guys, our own labor force doing it. And we have some handy guys down there. We have a new borough foreman who's doing a great job. Right now, he's running around like a chicken chasing his tail because, let's face it, there's a lot to do, and he's a busy man. But Vine Street will get done, okay? I'm hoping that'll get done by end of summer, okay? Now, it's going to take a while. They're going to be down there for a good month doing all that. Now, let's get down to the hot spot, Bicentennial Field, okay?
Yeah.
You know we put that new building up. The old building, I'm not going to get into the sins of the past, who did what. Let's face it, Bicentennial Field fell into disrepair also.
Yep.
Just that borough garage. Okay, the new building's going up. People are saying it's just for the municipality for industrial use. That's hogwash, Jay-Z. Where am I going to put all my recreation equipment? We have brand new zero turns, brand new chainsaws, brand new leaf blowers. All our equipment to replace everything in these parks is going to be stored in this new building.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just for housing, dump trucks, and our backhoes and all that stuff. That's a necessity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've seen the building. It's going to be, it looks a little, when you first look at it, okay, it's there, but it's in the back of the park. Now, the old building is going to get knocked down. There's a big footprint there, JC, as you know.
Right.
What's going to go there? The committee is going to put in a new basketball court there.
Ooh, that's good.
Okay?
Yeah.
So we're going to improve the backside. We're talking, and we're going to see how much money we have left and what we're going to spend for the future. Maybe even a little pavilion of sorts. I don't know. Somewhere. It's not just for the youth of the community, for our kids. Okay?
Right.
This is for older adults and our seniors. If you remember back in the day when we were kids, there were a lot of elderly people that used to go in the back there, and what did they do? They were hanging out, reading books. There were some old ladies flying kites or whatever. Hey, it was great to see. We want to bring that all back.
Mm-hmm.
The softball field's in a little bit of disrepair.
Yeah.
Okay, the old lights in the back were falling down, so the borough took them down. But we're going to put new lighting up. Okay, we're going to light that field back up eventually. But it takes time, takes money.
Yep.
Now, the borough's spending a lot of our own money. Okay, but what we need to do is start looking for matching grants. We have a new grant writer in town. Once I get to the Pompey, I'll talk a little bit more of that. I'm trying to touch on the three parks in town.
Sure.
We're not neglecting them.
Right.
Okay. The recreation committee, again, that consists of myself, Zeki, and also Diane. We're working together to make sure this is done right. Okay. And those three parks are going to look fabulous, but we got to protect them again, like I said. Bicentennial Park's going to be lit up like a Christmas tree at night because we got to protect what we're putting in there.
Right.
Okay. Now, let's get to our fourth park. That's the pumping station down. You've been over there many a time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have these two guys here, the trustee and the treasurer. I'll let them speak a little bit, but let me touch on that. 3 years ago, the Pumpy Association got together and said, hey, look, for 20 years it lay dormant over there.
Yes.
It's 110 acres over there. I believe the dam is 9.5 to 10 acres, guys.
Yeah,
am I right?
Something like that, yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
What happened 20 years ago? Do not really know. DEP got involved and said, okay, they labeled it a high hazard dam or whatever. It's one of the lowest high hazard dams in Pennsylvania, if you read the engineer's reports. What do they want us to do? Well, before we can open that dam for fishing, we have to fix the spillway. Okay? Okay, I can see doing some work on a spillway, but it's going to take a lot of money. Our engineering firm gave us, they rehashed everything from 20 years ago and pretty much laid the same thing out to us on what we got to do to fix it. But the dam is going to take us a while. That's where I'm calling on our local politicians, our state local, Mr. Argel, okay, along with Mr. Watro, and I believe Timmy Towardzik was involved with this also, got us a grant for $77,000 mm-hmm. to the Pumpey Association. Mm-hmm. We got a brand new pavilion. If you haven't seen it, folks, take a look, take a ride by.
Over.
There's a beautiful, what's the size of that, Dave?
30 by 60.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. We just got the ceilings in. There's going to be a kitchen area in there, okay? We're going to be looking for donations to finish the inside. And as an association, these guys are working hard to get that done. If you look at the old pump house that's there, you remember the old pump house, Jay-Z?
Yeah.
We hung out there as kids, okay? Well, there's a brand new metal roof on there. Brand new windows in there. We put a new garage door in, okay? They just started painting the building. It's going to look fabulous, okay? It's aesthetically, if you drive by right now, you won't even know the place if you look to the right when you go by. Mm-hmm. Now, in the hatchery, we have a guy by the name of Ricky Grabowski. I have a hard time saying his name. Even though I'm a Polish guy, I have a hard time saying the Lithuanian names, you know? And I'm only joking, so you know what I'm saying. But anyway, he's one of the trustees,
yeah.
He has, I think there's 150 fish for the kids to come over and feed, like the olden days.
Yes.
Remember, we used to pay a quarter for a bag.
Absolutely.
Well, it's 2026. Yeah. It costs a dollar for a bag. Okay, we get the food donated, you pay your dollar, it's on the honor system, throw it in there, the kids are feeding the fish like crazy over there, and they're getting nice, big, and fat, which is a great thing to see.
And what we do, is what we make from that is we put it back into it, we get more fish, more food, whatever we need.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, to touch on a couple more things over at the Pompey, okay, now, Dave Sarno, he's our, like, Inspector Gadget guy, he can do any drive equipment, he's always working over there, he's our so-called construction do-it-all guy. He's fabulous. He's
Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, he can do anything.
I want to call him out because he does a great job on what he does.
He does.
Okay, we have Louis Truskowski. I don't know if you remember him. He used to be the funeral director. Yes. He's our president.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's trails behind the hatch you can walk right now that he
did by himself, basically.
He spent a good year and a half opening up the trails behind the hatchery.
Did a wonderful job. They're really nice, too. They're easy to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing is, I know Mr. Argel's a big fan of the Boy Scouts. We have the Boy Scouts come over there every Thanksgiving. They're over there making turkeys. They hang out in the back. You know, I believe when they go down to their place, what's that called, Hawk Mountain? Don't they have to throw money in to be there, to have their jamborees and stuff?
I believe so, yeah.
We have a big area there. We'd love to have the Boy Scouts come over more often. Maybe even put a pavilion up in the back for them eventually. Because there's a lot of area there and there's a lot of opportunity.
Yeah.
These guys worked hard. Trees have come down. Brush has been cleared. There's a parking lot there now. You can go down there, play horseshoes, you know, whatever. There's kids going down there playing wiffle ball, whatever. We got people coming up on the dam sitting on all the benches. We had people come and donate the benches. We put the little plaque on in memory of, because you remember when we were kids, we used to camp in the mountains there, go down and fish all day, go back up the mountains, camp, and then go home.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody knows about the pumping station. We have people even now that talk about it that come from Easton, New Jersey, people that moved out of town that live out of state that still inquire about it, you know. And this is not just for Shenandoah Borough, the Pumpey Association. It's owned by Shenandoah, but it's run by the Pumpey Association. What the Borough Recreation Committee and Borough Council did was we signed a 10-year memorandum of understanding for the Pumpey Association to be trustees of the borough. They're all volunteers. They don't get paid for anything.
Okay.
The borough is invested 100% behind that area over there. It's the biggest park we have. Now, I get tired of hearing, well, it's not in town. It's 2026. You hear me say this four times already, and I'm repeating myself. People will take their kids. People will come because it's beautiful over there. It's pristine.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little jewel of the north.
It's a slice of heaven.
You know, last year, we had a meet and greet. All the politicians were there. We thanked them wholeheartedly. Like I said, Mr. Argel was there. Timmy Towardzik was there, a rep. Dane Wancho. We had the county commissioners there.
Mm-hmm.
had over 200 people.
Wow. We're having another meet and greet August 16th for members and all these officials to come to see how far we've come.
You're invited.
And you're invited also. Come on over.
I'll be there.
There'll be lots of food for you, so I know you...
Feed
you
me, I'll never leave.
That's what keeps me there.
But it'll be a good day. And we want to show it off to the county commissioners because I do know, and I'm not calling them out in the wrong way. I'm just asking if there's anybody from the county that can help us out, because I know they're doing Sweet Arrow Lake down there, and it's owned by the county, and they're dumping a lot of money, and we're all taxpayers north of the mountain, okay? Right. Now, you know, the joke has always been north of the mountain gets forgotten about. You know, we have a county commissioner that lives two miles from us. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not getting into all that no matter what.
Right.
You know, they came last year and said, this is great. So I want them to see how far we've come what we're doing and where we're going. Mm-hmm. Now, if there's someone they can help us contact with, county recreation, help us with any kind of monetary grants or donations, you know, we'll gladly welcome that. But they got to remember, it's not just Shenandoah.
Right.
There's people from Hazleton, Ringtown, East Union Township, all over the whole area.
Shamokin.
That are coming there again the way it used to be. Mm-hmm. Now, you've walked around over there. And I guess.
Yes,
I mean, it's the nature trails behind the hatchery are awesome that Louis worked on, you know. Mm-hmm. But what I can say is what the future holds is what the future holds. We can only do so much.
Right.
We need to start looking for these matching grants. We put $1 million grant in to our grant writer for walking trails around the pumping station.
Up in the back.
Yes, that'll go right around the whole dam.
Okay.
That's our vision. Now, if the grants come through or not, you know how grants work. They can come a year, 2 years. You might not get nothing, but we applied.
Right.
It'd be something similar to what Locust Lake has right now. We wanted that you could have maybe a bike trail, walking trails, places to stop where people want to sit on a bench and enjoy the scenery of not only the dam, but you know how the people be doing exercises over there. They put those beautiful little bridges over the creeks. Because that dam that's over there is being filled by springs, natural springs, and I believe it's Davis Creek.
Davis Creek,
that was called.
Yep.
That flows through the Pompey. Now, the reason why people see sometimes the dam goes down really low is because DEP has us ordered to keep the valves open at all time, so that the water's flowing down through
constantly
the dam.
Going
out. Yeah. But with all the rain we get and the dams and springs are working well, pumpy's up.
Okay.
Now people go over there, you know, throw their lines in with kids just to fool around. There's some maybe some bass, catfish in there, but they're all. Native, because we don't stock it, we're not allowed to.
I think most people just come over to sit and relax.
Yeah. Right.
They throw the line in and they sit there and talk to each other. It's just nice to see people communicating, getting along, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot of them do catch and release so that other people can enjoy it also.
Yeah.
Because there's not that, there's fish in there, but we can't stock it, so there's not.
People don't realize the time and effort these guys are putting into over there. Just cutting the grass, it takes 2 days.
Exactly.
With the weed whacking,
because
there's a lot of ground there. And we haven't even touched around the dam yet because. We don't want people going around the dams yet, onto the sides or in the back, until we're ready to go completely. Mm-hmm. But I invite people to go over, take a ride, and see what's happening there. Again, it's not just for Shenandoah. It's open to the public. Do we look for membership? Yes. I get some grief about that. You know, we ask people to give a $20 donation. We give them a little card. But what does that $20 cover? Think about it.
Yeah.
We have to replace all the blades, all the gas, any tools we need over there.
Gas is big.
We're replacing and fixing the walls inside the pump house, the floors, you know, maintenance on the machines that the borough gave us to use.
Mm-hmm.
We've got an old backhoe that Inspector Gadget, Mr. Sarno, works all the time. I have Davey Briggs running on the little, what's that called?
The excavator.
The little excavator, because we've got to put some drainage around the building and stuff. Mm-hmm. They're putting a lot of work in there, and I applaud these guys. They're over there just about every day doing stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but I encourage people just to take a ride by.
Yeah.
Take a look at it. See what we got and how far they've come. Remember, you know, the sins of the past are the sins of the past.
Right.
There's nothing we can do about it.
Right.
You know as well as I do all the nonsense that's going on in town. It's all going to come out in the wash.
Yeah.
That's something I don't want to touch on now. Mm-hmm. We're dealing with it. And we're dealing with it in the correct way.
Right.
What happens there is going to happen there. But let's move forward. Mm-hmm. Parks and Recreation is big, okay? And I applaud Borough Manager and full council for giving us a budget to work with.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I'm asking any county, state, whoever can help us, you know, who do I contact? Who does the organization contact to help us out a little bit?
Right.
Again, it's not just for Shenandoah. That park is huge. Now, the other parks, I'll also ask if there's ways we can get different kind of grants and stuff. Mm-hmm. And we're going to continue to look. Now, there's a lawyer by the name of Maria Casey. I'm sure you know her very well.
Absolutely, Casey. Yes.
Nice lady. Yes. I've had a lot of conversations with Maria, and I can tell you she's 100% everything that we're doing with the parks. Mm-hmm. She's ecstatic. She's even looking to help us to get some kind of donations. Maria Casey is one heck of a slick lady. I can tell you that much. You know, I listen to her, and I just get a kick out of her. The way she handles herself and what she does great.
She's a friend of this program, and you're right. She's a great lady. Yes, so yes. That's a great ally to have, my friend, yes.
Oh, you know, you got to do what you got to do to move forward.
Yes.
Again, the past is the past. I can't happen what happened years ago. I'm going to give you that analogy that I said at my last meeting. You might get a kick out of this again.
This is a good one, yes.
You know, the burrow for the last 30 to 50 years was like a hamster on that wheel inside a cage, okay? So what does the burrow do? We get 6 more hamsters in. Now, I'm joking because we have a 7-person council, okay? And I don't mean any disrespect. I'm saying this as an analogy. Mm-hmm. So we get 6 more, and we get on that cage or that wheel. Oh, my God, where are we going? Where are we going? We're going to get there. We're not getting anywhere. So this council finally, bipartisanly, we all got together because I'm the lone little wolf on there. I say it all the time. To me, whether you're Democrat, Republican, Independent, well, we won't talk about the commies because I'm not going to get into none of that. But then, you know, I'm joking again, okay? But we all got together, and we got a budget, and we're finally getting something done, JC. Yeah. It's going to look gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Something for the youth and elderly of the community, somewhere to go, hang out. Will it take some time? Yes. But again, we need all the help we can get. North of the mountain, you heard me say it 3 times already. Mm-hmm. We always seem to get a little slighted for whatever reason. I don't know why. Bad raps, whatever, yep. You know. The jokes are always there. Shenandoah this, Shenandoah that. But I'll tell you one thing about Shenandoah people. We're persistent.
Yes.
Okay? We might be a little loud, but we're persistent. And this is a good cause.
It's a great cause.
This is something that's going to be really nice. Do we have a lot more work to do? Yes. Is this group going to be there? Oh, my God. Hell yeah.
Yeah. I know, we took a ride over, and as you said, we saw you guys working. Mm-hmm. I've been over a couple times checking out, and you're right, from what it was to where it's at now. The strides you made in just that short amount of time is amazing.
Yeah.
It's not easy with that amount of land.
No. Well, the first 3 years that you've been doing it, the first year was pretty much...
I didn't think we'd get anywhere.
Just try to get organized.
Right.
Once we got Shenandoah behind us... Yeah. And then things just start happening, you know.
Why did you guys want to get involved? Seriously, because
I retired.
It was dormant, like Mike said, and it takes somebody to step up and action.
Well, we have them over there doing a lot of stuff, and I'm their treasurer, and I do a lot of membership cards. Okay, last year we had 292 members. Okay, which is great.
Yeah.
Right now we're up to approximately about 150. We're almost halfway to where we were last year, and they keep coming in. I'll be over there working. I stop right out to a membership.
You don't get anything done.
Yeah.
They stop and they tell them stories when they were young.
Yeah, that's the best part is when they start telling stories about the past and you sit down and you just start listening to them. And that's part of why we do. I used to go over with my father and my friend's father. We'd go fishing there and everything like that. And here, to hear the stories that they tell and to have the memories. And when we put the fish back in the hatchery, we had 40 members join that day.
I'll bet.
Last year, yeah. So it's a big memory thing for a lot of people. And when Mike said everything was in disrepair, it was very overgrown.
Yes.
So what we're trying to do, like you said, we're not touching the back of the lake yet, but we're doing the breast and where that one building was, we're fixing it up, and then the new pavilion, and along with the hatchery, and we even extended the tree. We knocked the tree line back a little bit to make more of a field and another second parking lot, actually.
Right.
So
remember how they used to park along the street over there?
Yes.
Right along the road. Yes. And you think, how am I going to get through here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On both sides. You have one lane both ways. Remember that?
Yes. Well, you remember in the day over there when they had Kiddies Day.
Yes.
Well, I'll give you a little quick analogy. Once I was 10 years old, we were over there camping. We went down fish. They used to put tagged fish in. Hell, I caught a tagged fish. I want a bicycle. What did I do with that? I rode it over the mountain and took it home. You know, proud as it could be. You know, we want to get back to stuff like that where, you know, Boy Scouts, youth of the community fishing, semi-retired people like me and these two retired guys next to me here. I want to be eventually like these, where we can fish and hang out, you know, be in the pavilion, get some functions going. I don't know, horseshoe tournaments, maybe some flea markets they're talking about. Whatever we can do to attract more people back to that area. Again, I can't stress enough, 110 acres of pristine area.
Yeah. Oh, it's beautiful.
I mean, people just got to take a walk around and just see what's there.
We have bald eagles flying around over there.
Oh, man. That's
great. It's beautiful. Yeah, you're sitting there and you see one, the wings spread, and you see the white head and the white tail. It's just so beautiful to see that.
You still have some Canadian geese on the dam that stay there year-round. We have a couple of deer that come right out. There's an apple tree by the road.
Come out and eat the apples.
We didn't want to cut that down. Yep. There's one tree there. We leave it there, and the deer come right up to the road. Car was sitting there yesterday. 10 feet away from the deer, watching that.
And to watch these kids come down to that hatchery and throw the food in.
Yeah.
And watching, and they laugh, and they get such a kick out of it.
The kids are jumping up and down. They're so excited to see them fish.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
I was one of those kids once, like Mike said. I remember falling in there jumping around.
Yes. It's, I think it was only a dime then, though.
Yeah.
And we showing my age.
And that
here,
was
right?
our paper route money, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's all positive. I mean, I need the folks to realize, take a look before they start degrading and commenting. Because, you know, oh, dear Lord, Facebook
Facebook is a cesspool.
It's nothing. Yeah. It's nothing but negative comments. And I call these people useless.
Yeah, keyboard
they used
warriors.
To live here. Yeah, they used to pay taxes here. And those are the ones that are most vocal.
Yeah. Yep.
I even asked them to come back and take a ride over and see what we're doing. Not only at the pumping station, to see what we're doing in the parks and town.
All the parks
and
town.
All the other things that are going on. Yep. Streets.
When I drive over to the pumping station, I go up past Gerard Park, and I see the different kids out there playing together, getting along, crawling all over that new equipment now. Yep. It's unbelievable to see that. It just gives you such a warm feeling.
Well, we're passionate about it, okay? I'm passionate about my end from the borough. I can do what I can through the borough, through the recreation committee, but I'm also a trustee, and I'll go over and do what I can to help out. But there's a lot going on.
You got
to
have passion, though. That's what gets things done.
Yeah.
And you guys have shown that. We're going to give you a chance to catch your breath, take a break. We're going to step aside, take care of some business. We'll be back with more after these messages on Let's Talk here on WPPA.
How many times have you heard, "I'm bored, there's nothing to do around here"?
You're wrong. Here's why.
Explore Schuylkill is your destination for all things Schuylkill. From outdoor recreation to attractions, events, and accommodations, Explore Schuylkill can tell you where to go, what to do, and how to get there. They even have a craft beverage trail. Download an app and discover local breweries, wineries, and distilleries. Be a tourist in your own backyard. Visit Explore Schuylkill at their location along Union Street in Pottsville or check them out online at schuylkill.org.
I'm Alex Zimmerman, Chief Administrative Officer for Geisinger Central Region, which includes Schuylkill County. Geisinger has been here since 1995, and for me, this place has always been home. I live in Higgins, and I'm proud to bring world-class healthcare to my community. It's an honor to serve the people who have meant so much to me as classmates, friends, and neighbors. Like me, Geisinger is here to stay. We've earned your trust, and we'll keep that. And great healthcare, right here, where it matters.
Your health matters. Now, here's Yana Derulis.
President Trump has signed an executive order backing regenerative farming as a health priority, directing federal agencies to investigate links between farming, chemicals, and chronic disease. As RFK Jr. put it, health starts with how food is grown. And here's a good one. Your body already makes the hormone Ozempic mimics. Buckwheat, leafy greens, and berries can help boost it naturally. I'm Yana Derulis for the Worldwide News Network.
This is the Update on Real Estate with Suzanne Miller of the Miller Report.
Who's ever heard of a REIT? R-E-I-T. It's a real estate investment trust. Well, apartments across the country are going to soon be affected by the largest REIT in the nation. Equity Residential and Avalon Bay Communities have just merged to form the single largest REIT in the country. Never been against the United States. I'm Suzanne Miller.
Keep listening for more on Real Estate with Suzanne Miller.
Dad, we've got a problem.
What's wrong now?
It's spring. The snow's gone. The salt trucks are gone. The groundhog punched out for the year.
Your point?
Why are you putting all Carhartt clothing in stock on sale for 20% off? Isn't Carhartt just for winter?
Josh,
Have you been living in a heated garage?
Well, no.
Carhartt makes summer clothes, too.
Right now at DeWald and Langle, save 20% off all Carhartt clothing in stock.
Carhartt shorts.
Shorts?
T-shirts.
T-shirts?
Polos.
Polos?
And UV Defender shirts.
Wait, Carhartt protects you from the sun now?
Last I checked, the sun works overtime in the summer.
Whether you're working outside, mowing the lawn, fishing, grilling, building a deck, or just looking good while pretending to work, save 20% on all Carhartt clothing in stock, including shorts, T-shirts, polos, and UV Defender apparel. DeWald and Langle, 1 mile west of the 183-443 intersection, Friedensburg.
I feel like I've learned something today.
That's a first.
And now, it's Unpacking Travel. Here's Yana Derillis.
High in South Dakota's Black Hills, four presidents gaze out over the land they helped shape. Washington, Jefferson, Roosevelt, and Lincoln carved into granite for the ages. These same hills are sacred land to the Lakota Sioux Native Americans. Just a short drive away, spot roaming bison herds in Custer State Park. Warm up with a hearty bowl of buffalo chili, a South Dakota favorite. This vacation, choose America.
This is John Katsimatidis. Welcome to the Worldwide News Network, the network we have built to make sure people around the whole world all have current news. The world has become so small. I grew up in a world where Walter Cronkite, 92% of the people, believed what Walter Cronkite says. These people are entitled to the truth. It's a worldwide news network for a worldwide audience, connected to the global audience, connected to you.
Weather forecasting reimagined.
2822 Future Alert Weather.
Not just any old forecast, it's your ultimate advantage.
Delivering real-time updates with pinpoint precision.
2822 Future Alert Weather has you covered from morning traffic to your weekend adventures.
Precise, reliable, built for tomorrow. 2822 Future Alert Weather. Powered by one of America's most accurate weather teams.
Here at T102 WPPA, A106, and T102SportsNow.com, we pride ourselves on our coverage of our local high school athletes. And we're also proud of all the fine sponsors, viewers, and listeners that support what we do to cover our area kids. So impressed, in fact, are we that we've reached 2 million views on T102SportsNow.com. Each one of those views is organic. Not one bot, not one paid follow, nothing. Everything is thanks to you. As we look to the future to expand our outlets, thank you to all the people that have viewed, helped out, taken pictures, written stories, our area coaches and players for being so accommodating, as well as our area athletic directors. We'd also like to thank our sponsors. Without them, we wouldn't be able to do what we do every single day. They make it happen, and we look forward to being timely, accurate, and knowing all of our area athletes and covering them with professionalism and dignity. Thank you for making us Schuylkill County's number one source for local sports.
Welcome back, folks. Hour number one of the program on this Monday edition. And as we said, we're talking recreation here in the studio. We've got Mike Whitecavage from the Shenandoah Borough Council and the Recreation Committee, along with some guys who are doing yeoman's work at the pumping station dam. Folks out there well aware of the pumping station from way back. I just admire, because the one thing you guys said, and I will say this because I'm one that I can say this because I've been over there, from how it was, and Mike made a great point. It was dormant, so nothing was getting done. So my big thing is, you guys take a look at this, and I didn't realize 110 acres.
Yes.
God, that's an awful lot. So you look at this thing, and it's overwhelming. Like, so you need a plan. Where do you begin? Because it was so overgrown. Mm-hmm. That's what I was alluding to when I said about you guys taking this on. I mean, this is a yeoman's job here.
Yeah. Well, in the beginning, just getting together, you know, picking a president, vice president, you know how, yeah.
Right.
There's always going to be how should I put this? We don't always agree on anything, but we have our meetings just like anyone else does. But we're coming through in the clutch. Mm-hmm. These guys are doing a fantastic job.
Yeah.
I'd be remiss if I didn't touch just on a couple more names. I'm
sure.
Sorry, Jay-Z.
No,
Billy Igel's one of the trustees over there. He helps out a lot. And also, we call him Chainsaw Ed. Chainsaw Ed Casey. This
Ed
guy's
Casey,
over
yeah.
there. Mm-hmm. He's
the backbone, I think.
We got to slow him down because he likes working on the equipment, you know.
Yeah.
But he does a hell of a job also.
Yeah.
But
if I can say something.
Yeah, go ahead.
When we got over there, to get started, it seemed like everybody sort of took on their own, like Davey Sarno. He ran the backhoe, okay? And he was great at knocking the trees down. There was a lot of rotten trees that had to be brought down.
Removed, yeah.
And then he did some across the road where he made a second parking lot, okay? Then you had Chainsaw Eddie, okay? That's why we call him that. He's good at cutting the trees down and getting them out of the way.
Brush and cleaning it up.
We had Ricky Grabowski, who got the fish hatchery going, which was a big hit to everybody, okay? I do a lot of carpentry work. I did a lot of the benches and picnic tables that are over there, along with the windows and then the roof with Davey Sarno doing the roof. Now we're painting that building, making it nice. We were lucky to get that grant and get that picnic pavilion up, which is a definite 100%. And now we have six tables set up already underneath there. There's four more to put together, okay? But it seemed like everybody took on it. And then Lou Truskowski with the trails down below. Everybody seemed to have their own. Billy Igel, before we were even there, one of our trustees used to cut the grass in the big open area.
On his own. He'd bring his own lawnmower over and cut the field.
To try to keep it under control, even though nothing was happening at the time, you know, before 2023. Okay?
And that inspired most of us. Like,
and once we saw that, then we all got together and we started saying, hey, we should do something with this building. Okay, we got the roof. We kept knocking trees down. We kept cutting grass. We kept weed whacking further. And that's how it got started. We figured, well, let's do the breast area down to the township road and down by the hatchery. And that's pretty much where we are now.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have another pavilion there with a small kitchen that we need to get furnished. But now we can go a little bit further now that we're getting everything completed that we wanted to do.
So, yeah. It took a long time. This is our fourth year there.
A lot of game planning, but it's coming to fruition.
A lot of slow times. We hit slow times where we just, you know.
It was a slow time, Jay-Z, and now all of a sudden things are getting done. And now we got to step back and start. You ever hear SMART goals?
Yeah.
We have to get together as an organization and I'll prioritize.
We're doing pretty good.
Just like council does, we got to start picking committees. And so we don't have people going 100 million different
ways. And do we have arguments? Heck yeah, we have arguments amongst each other and this and that. But we fix it.
There's grass flying up in the air and the trees. No, I'm only kidding. Yeah. But it's a hardworking group.
If that's one thing I can add to.
Sure.
We need more young people to get involved.
Yeah,
that's
a big
key.
Thing now.
Yes.
We're all up in age,
and
we're doing what we can, and we're all doing pretty good. But we really could like to see some younger people come out and join the Pumpy Association.
Man, I'm glad you said
that. Now, last year, I had a couple kids that needed community service. They'd come over, and I'd have them painting the benches and all, because I do most of the painting and stuff over there. And except for the building, Ricky did that, and Dave.
Yeah. But, I'm doing the trim. I'm doing the fancy stuff.
But I cut the grass, and I take care of the benches. I help them make the benches and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And but I had some community service kids come over, and they actually got out a bunch of hours in just painting picnic tables, and I didn't have to do it.
I'll bet.
You know, where Maria, again, is coming to play, we just had a meeting with her. We're looking to get 501(c)(3) certified as a nonprofit organization.
Okay.
We have a lot of businesses, organizations that want to donate, but we need that certification for the tax reasons and all to prove that we're a nonprofit and, you know, we're tax exempt and all that good stuff. And that's something that's going to be very important for the future.
Sure.
And we've had a lot of help along the way here with different people. Who helped us with the roof?
Slusser.
Yeah, I think it was Slusser.
Yeah, a lot of different businesses have stepped
up. Dwight Williams helped us remove
a
lot of stuff over there. We had an old foundation there, and he came over with his equipment. He was there for 4 days, and he took that all away. I said, would you take some money? He wouldn't take anything.
No.
You want gas money? No, nothing.
So now he's an honorary member.
Now, of course he is. Oh, my God. 2 10-wheelers and an excavator he brought.
You know, there's a lot of people that want to do, but I think a lot of them are waiting to see what was going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
To see if it was really going to... Because let me tell you something. Some of the people that used to be over there from years ago, they're praising us, but there were some that saying, just forget about it. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell those people right now, take a ride over and see what's happening.
Yeah.
See what's going on.
Go over.
Man.
Sit on the breast. Sit on one of them. We have 10 benches on the breast. I thought it was too many, but apparently it's not. Because people come over and they sit on them, you know?
Right. Well, I think it's contagious. I mean, people are starting to see now what's being done, and now they want to be a part of it because it's really getting back to where, you know, it once was.
It is.
So, and Shannon O'Burrow's behind it 100%.
Like I said, 150%. Really behind it.
When Mr. Boris, the president of council, said, Mike, do you want to be on this committee? Because I serve on law and order and personnel also. Mm-hmm. I said, Joe, I'm not going to do it unless we're going to do it right. And he assured me, along with the borough manager and all of council, we'll have a budget. That's the key word. We have a budget. Now we got to use it wisely. And in the future, matching grants. That's where we need help from our local, state, county officials. Anybody, call us out. Come see us. Help us. Let us know. Steer us in the right direction.
Right.
Again, it's not just for Shenandoah. It's for the whole communities around. And it's open to the public.
Right.
And when we were getting support back when we started this, we got the Schuylkill County COG, Council of Governments, involved.
Right.
And every community in Schuylkill County is behind us, okay? There's also a group, I think it's called the Mountain COG up in Luzerne County.
Okay.
Because a lot of Hazleton people used to come down to the Pumpy fishing and stuff. That's
they
why we went out to them.
Yeah.
So with all them on board and all that support that we have, I just hope that we can keep it going.
Yeah. Well, I have to put my borough hat back on. I thank Council, the Recreation Committee. Again, I called them out 3 times. Zeki and Diane, borough manager, our president of council, and other council members are voting for this. They see what's happening. It's positive.
Right.
It's too much negative. You know, we're dealing with a lot of nonsense that's, again, I'm not getting into. Things are going to happen. They're going to fall where they fall. This is something I'm passionate about. I'm involved in. Recreation is big. The kids, the youth of our community, the elderly, you know, somewhere for them to go, relax, enjoy.
Yeah. Well, Mike, you've been involved, though, from the midget football program and all. So you've been involved with recreation your whole life in the borough. So
I coached for 20 years. I ran the organization for 20 years. There was some negativity there when the midget football team thought we were taking their field away.
Right.
Well, at that time, I'm not going to lie, borough was unsure where they were going to put this new building. Mm-hmm. At first, they were going to put it on Vine Street, if you remember.
Yes.
But we found out it's too small, number one, and there's a main sewer line. Too much trouble. Okay. So what happened is I said, I want the park back. Committees, they said, you got it. I said, but we're going to fix it. Mm-hmm. So what are we doing? 60 grand worth of equipment going to be going in there. It's going to be beautiful. There's a lot of work going on.
Mm-hmm.
People just got to stop, look, and stop being so negative about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, remember that hamster wheel?
Yeah.
Well, Mike Wykowicz took that hamster wheel out of the cage. Now everybody's, well, now what do we do? Now everybody's putting their heads together, smart goals. Mm-hmm. We're all thinking, okay, let's move together. Again, I won't call out this nonsense. It's nonpartisan.
Right.
We're all on the same. We're common ground on this.
Well, I think the thing that's important, Mike, is, and you know, you've dealt with it. You know, we dealt with it. People say, yeah, you fix it up, and all you do is break it again.
Yes.
You know, how many times? But at the time, not a one camera was put in there.
No.
And that's not going to be the case this time. You guys are taking care of that.
Yes. Well, like I said, there's going to be a lot of cameras.
Yes.
Like Starlink internet service is going to be great. We're going to have cameras everywhere because let's face it. We have some nefarious things that go on in every community.
Yes.
We got some kids that are going to be kids. But a lot of things that are happening, kids aren't doing it. These are older adults that need to grow up, okay?
Right.
I'm going to leave that go. It's just eventually we're gonna catch them.
Mm-hmm.
Vandalism in every park, in every county and community in this loving country we have has it.
Right.
But we're going to catch them. We have a full police force now.
Yes, that's another thing.
We have police walking the parks. We have them at night going around and doing things that walk into town. Mm-hmm. People are saying, oh my God, I got tickets. Now all of a sudden, and I'm on the law and order committee. We're doing things that are on the books for years that weren't done before.
Mm-hmm.
I give the credit to the mayor, Mr. Keegan. He's doing a fantastic job right now. We got a full police force. Okay. They're doing their jobs. The chief's on board. All the officers, a young, vibrant group that are energetic. By the way, I want to call out, they're having a car show on August 16th down the Hurled Road. If anyone's going to check that out, sponsored by Shenandoah Police.
Yeah, they newly paved Hurled Road. It's beautiful there.
How about that, Jay-Z? Yes. It was like a South
Throw Lebanon. A plug in there, yes.
Yes, and this is what I'm saying. Things are getting done. And then, okay, here comes Facebook. It's only an inch and a half thick. I'll take an inch and a half of new, freshly paved asphalt over 6 to 12 inch holes that were not taken care of for 40 years.
Yeah.
Okay. And again, let's just say we didn't have two jelly beans and a twig for a budget for anything years ago. When I served on council years ago, There was nothing.
Exactly.
We were a distressed community.
Yes.
At one time, it was bankrupt, Jay-Z.
Yes.
You remember? You served on there. I'm sure you knocked heads all the time to try and get a couple dollars.
Not a good time to be on something. Yes.
See what I'm saying?
Yes, but right.
We all did that. I was on council. I was the mayor. I served on the water authority. That's another debacle. We're paying for the sins of the past with some of that stuff. Eventually, it's all going to get cleared up. Again, I applaud them. They're doing a great job, and we're moving forward.
But now, my big thing, and I always joke about it, is there's not too many people out there named Joe that have a lot of patience. Like you said, they're going to find a way. It's not getting done quick enough. It's not getting done good enough.
Right.
Like you said. Mm-hmm. And so it's just some people are just going to be some people.
I mean what I say, yeah. And I say what I mean.
I've seen comments from people that say, is there fish in the dam yet?
Yeah.
And you say, well, no. Well, what's the purpose then? What's the good?
Right.
And that there's more to it than just that.
Right.
You know, and that's what we're working for. We're working to be able to put fish back in that dam again.
Right. The other morning, we were having breakfast up at the Dutch Kitchen place. Good place to eat, anyway. I go there a lot. A little plug there. The three of us, along with our Ricky Grabowski. It doesn't come out this Polish mouth too well. But anyway.
He's a good man.
We were meeting with Maria for the 501c. And who did we run into? Mr. Argo is there.
Okay.
First thing he said, how's everything going? He's behind us 100%.
Yes, he is.
I give him a lot of credit. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have to say that or come to us, but he knows what we're doing. He's invited over. He's going to see the progress.
Dane Watcho came over.
Yes, yes.
And he asked how everything was, and they remembered it.
And he plans on coming because we got invitations out to them, and they said, yeah, he plans on coming. They saw pictures of our new picnic pavilion on our Pumpy Association website. Mm-hmm. People can go there and check things out about what we're doing over there also.
We're always looking for volunteers to help,
right.
Okay? So. We're not chasing anyone away.
Mm-hmm.
The more help, the better, because we're all getting a little long in the tooth there, you know? But this is not just for us.
Right.
This is for my grandchildren, his grandchildren, his grandchildren. Yeah. Their kids eventually. That should be there forever, you know? And it's pristine. It's beautiful. I know I keep comparing it to Sweet Arrow Lake and stuff, and I know the county owns it. They're putting a lot of taxpayer money there.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you know, it's only me personally. I feel sometimes we're a little slighted north of the mountain. And maybe they do a lot for Shenandoah. Don't get me wrong, the county does with demolition and all. But recreation-wise, I think we need some help. I'm asking for help. I'm pleading for help.
Yeah, if I could ask, I'd like to say one thing.
Getting a little closer, though. You don't project as much as these two guys.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I'm sorry. No, you're fine.
You know, with DEP closing us down 17 years ago, I wish somebody...
So that's what it was, 17 years?
I believe it was 17, yeah. And I wish somebody from DEP could, with all the help of the politicians talking and everything, if they could maybe overturn this decision and tell us what we need to do and tell us what we need to do to fix the spillway, because it's sitting there for 17 years.
Right.
And... people even ask, well, what's wrong with it? Because, you know, on a nice day, the lake's filled up, the spillway's running left to right 100%. And, you know, even Mr. Dave Argel stood there and talked about this. Like, why should we have to put $2 or $3 million of a grant to fix that when it's only going to look the same way when it's done?
Right.
And we could do some minor repairs to it. That's my question about it. And a lot of people's question is, what's wrong with it? Because the breast is good. It's just they're saying about the spillway. Once a dam is closed down, it has to be so many feet wide. To open it back up again.
Yeah, and you're not getting an answer is what you're saying.
We're
and
not
again,
getting any
the,
answers.
Not the getting frustration anything. Part.
Well,
of it. Yeah.
See, the spillway's working as designed from all those years ago.
Okay.
When the dam fills up,
it's
the spillway,
over.
It goes over the spillway into the Davis Creek like it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's frustrating. Yeah, I know you get a lot of people involved, but we need some help to try and see what we can do to open that dam correctly, safely. It's beautiful over there.
Yeah.
I want to just keep saying that because you've been
it
there.
Is.
You see, you got to actually visualize it yourself.
Yes,
I can tell you a million different things over there, how it looks until you get over there.
But a picture is worth a thousand words like this. You go over and you can see it for yourself.
Beautiful.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I'm not saying DEP made a wrong decision, but maybe they could just overturn it and help us get it open to the public.
Just help you in general, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just help. Talk to politicians. Talk to Senator Burrell. Talk to us. What can we do to be able to stock the dam? So a lot of people ask us that. When are you going to be able to put fish in there?
Right.
And by us showing interest and doing what we're doing, gives us a better chance of getting a grant to get it opened up.
Sure.
So,
but it's still a great place to go and just hang out and take walks and. Have a little picnics. Oh, and
yeah, I love going over there for my morning coffee. When I know I have a whole day to spend, I have a coffee. We have coffee pot, and that's up for people. Stop in and have a coffee with us, you know. Morning, the dew's on the grass, the fog is lifting from the lake, mm-hmm. the birds are flying, the deer are running. It's just a beautiful place to be.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you can't beat that.
You can't beat that at all. So
that's awesome. Great job here, guys. We got a couple minutes left, so anything more that before I let you go here? Because this has been a fun time, let me tell you. I love positive stuff.
I want to thank you for giving us this time and the opportunity to speak on the radio about this.
You know, I've been trying to get you on it for a long time.
I know, there's so much going on, and I wanted to stay out of the political end of it and work on a positive side, and that's what I choose to do. Mm-hmm. I got reelected last January. I have 3.5 more years to go, and I intend to get something done. Remember what I just said. The hamster wheel's out of the cage. All seven of us now on council are on the same page. We've got common ground on this recreation area. Are we going to disagree in the future? Come on, you know me very well. We're human. We're going to disagree. And whether I'm right or wrong or they were right or wrong, we're going to work it out in the end.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way it has to be. Enough of the nonsense.
Right. So now you guys are looking for volunteers. Is there a way they get in touch with you now? Because people that are listening to the program right now say, hey, this is a good thing these guys are doing. I like to, you know, get involved.
Yeah. They can, we have an address. They can inquire that way. I have a phone number on the Pumpy website. I don't know if I can say it.
Sure.
My number is 570-764-2915. You can call me. I'll give you any information you need. But if anybody wants to send a donation or you want to join, $20 for a membership. The P.O. Box 219, Ringtown, PA, 17967.
It's a donation.
And if you donate anything by check, write it out to the Pumpy Association.
Okay. Well, we have a website, Pumpy Association.
Okay. Or just take a ride over. And usually somebody's there.
Yep. Oh,
yes.
Usually, every time I've been there, somebody's been there.
Yeah.
I can say that. Because I was kind of surprised. I thought I was going to do a little sneak, be able to walk around, and you guys are out there already doing stuff.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah, we're pretty busy.
Yeah. But, I mean, from one who saw it as it was, as Mike said, you know, when it was dormant for so long. Because, I mean, again, 17 years or whatever, dormant, you can't fix that in just, you know, 17 seconds.
No.
It got that way over 17 years. It's going to take time to get it back.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes.
And that's always the thing. And I said there's people out there just don't have the patience of Job, which is sad.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But if you go over there, folks, and take a look, you'll see the positives. I mean, I would encourage people to do that because, like you said, you can say all you want here on the program, but, you know, go see for yourself.
Right. Yes. Yeah,
take the short trip over and see for yourself.
Yep.
Thank you, Jason.
It's well worth it. It really is. And, I hope you guys will, you know, keep us updated on this stuff because folks out there, because you know what happens? You guys are in, and then it's been a while, and then I get calls. Well, what's going on with that? We haven't heard anything in a while. What's going on with
that? I'll come anytime you want.
I'm gonna hold you guys to that so we can get some information for the folks out there, you know, on a regular basis.
Okay.
And they kind of see where things are going. And if you happen to walk in maybe halfway through the interview this morning, fear not, because we'll have it up on our website later on this afternoon. Should be up there by about 1 o'clock, so just go to WPPARadio.com. Click on the Let's Talk icon. It'll be the first one up there. And you can listen at your leisure. I know that Maria may be doing that because she's a little tied up right now. So I told her, not to worry. It'll be there for you. And anybody else that wants to check it out. But guys, man, I can't say enough. Keep up the great work because as a guy who saw it for what it was, 17 to what it is now, you guys are on the right track, man. You're going to get it back to where it was. Mm-hmm. And can't thank you enough for the kids and the adults of this area, really.
Yeah.
Yep.
Guys, great job. Well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. Hour number two of the program coming up after Worldwide News on WPPA Pottsville.